Evan Norton.
That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Tuesday, November 21st, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is a pork tenderloin with an orange sauce, vegetable, and a roll. So make plans to enjoy pork tenderloin with orange sauce, vegetable, and a roll tonight for this evening's special at the Norton Eagles. They do want to let you know that they are going to be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving, and they wish everyone safe travels and enjoy your time with family and friends, and happy Thanksgiving. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be sunny with a high near 50 and breezy with a north wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 23 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 67. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 46. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of snow after 7 a.m. Should be cloudy with a high near 31. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 7 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 30. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 41. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 40. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.41. The dew point is 28 degrees. And the current wind chill is 30 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday, November 21st party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, if you go by how I sound, you could kind of guess.
Well, yeah, I hope you start feeling better. It's a beautiful morning out so far. It's a little cold, but it's a pretty morning out. It's going to start getting colder, though, after today. The next few days are supposed to be... they're calling for snow Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, it's on the way. Be prepared. But today's supposed to be a pretty decent day. So get out and enjoy it if you can. Let's see. I want to, first things first, we'll wrap up last night's game. The Kansas City Chiefs played against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Chiefs did not win. The Eagles won the game. I don't know what happened to the Chiefs yesterday. And it wasn't about, you know, people can, I don't care how many people say there were bad calls or whatever. I'm sure there were on both sides. But, you know, Kelsey fumbled, Mahomes threw interceptions. I mean, it was just not really like the Chiefs. That week off, I don't think did as good for them as it did for Philadelphia.
I think you're right.
So, yeah. So Philadelphia did come away with the win. And so that was last night's game. Let's see, Jeff did go on last night and do a little bit of testing for basketball, so you might have heard a little bit of the junior high game being played before the Chiefs game. That was Jeff and Brexton Eisenhagen going on and doing a little, getting the cobwebs off and making sure all the equipment worked and doing a little bit of research, so to speak, for the broadcast, because that all starts on the 1st of December, I believe.
Yes, first regular season game. It's actually a home game here in Norton against Hoxie, but we will have coverage on KQNK 106.7, 102.5 FM, and 1530 AM, as well as Facebook Live.
Yep, and so they did their practice, and so we look forward to when basketball season starts. Basketball and wrestling are coming up next, and we look forward to both of them. And we'll have a lot more girls probably going out for wrestling this year. We're really excited about that. Our girls last year, boy, they kicked some, didn't they? They did a great job. So let's see what we have to look forward to this year. All right, let's get started. We got a busy show today, and so we are going to get started with our trivia. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, you'll have to Google this, so you won't know it, all right?
Okay.
Definitely. And everyone will probably have to Google this. But first things first, let's remind everybody who brings us our trivia every day, and that's our Norton Pizza Hut. We thank them for that. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can place your order online. Best yet, you can download the Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. And you can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. As you are busy trying to get everything all set and ready for the Thanksgiving meal that's coming up on Thursday, you know, why not let Pizza Hut cook dinner for you tonight? I mean, they do deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to get that picked up before 30 days from the day that you won, or it will expire. But keep in mind that once you pick it up, you do have a week to use it. I also want to remind you that we will be gone Thursday and Friday this week, and then tomorrow we'll probably close about 11. So from 11 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and up until Monday, no one will be at the office. So just want to give you that little bit of heads up in case there was a certificate you wanted to pick up. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia question, and you're going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so I'm staying on the theme of Thanksgiving. 785-877-3378. How much did the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner on record cost? Yeah. How much did the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner on record cost? Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You'll win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Probably not worth quite as much as this Thanksgiving dinner. How much was the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner on record? And while we wait on an answer, we're going to break for our open market report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit. Together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. It's a very quiet start to this Tuesday morning with bids and asking prices yet to be established. Sniffing trade volume could be delayed at least for one more day. Beef cutout values are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. At the mercantile, currently we are lower across the board. December live cattle down 7 cents at 175.45. February down 27 cents at 176.37. January feeder cattle down 37 cents at 229.42. March down 27 at 232.02. December lean hogs down 130 at 69.05. February down 197 at 73.07. Over now to the Board of Trade. It's looking like we're trying to poke higher for the wheat, and we're slightly higher for the corn, while the beans are up by around 15 cents. January beans up 16 and a half at 13.83 and a half. March up 15 and a quarter at 13.98 and a half. December corn up 4 and a half at 4.74. March corn up 5 cents at 4.92 and a half. December Kansas City wheat down 1 and a quarter at 6.09. March down 2 cents at 6.18 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat up 1 and 3 quarters at 5.45 and a quarter. March up 2 and a quarter at 5.72 and 3 quarters. We can take a look now over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil is currently down by 73 cents, gold up by $26.10, silver up by 40 cents, and gasoline down by a penny. At Wall Street, the Dow Index down 98.12, NASDAQ down 70.13. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. 6 million AARP members once served in the U.S. military, and many of the issues AARP focuses on for people 50 and older intersect with the critical needs of veterans, two-thirds of whom are over the age of 50. That's why AARP provides valuable resources to help veterans make informed decisions in their pursuit of healthcare, jobs, wellness, and other needs that will empower them to live a fulfilling life. AARP focuses on four key areas when it comes to veterans: family caregiving, fighting fraud, securing employment, and connecting to benefits and discounts. To learn more and download free resources, go to aarp.org/veterans. That's aarp.org/veterans.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday, November 21st party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. We did get a correct answer on our trivia. Sarah Durham got the correct answer, and that one, Sarah, one topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So I'm going to go over this, okay? It's a little hard to believe. How much did the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner on record cost? $181,000. Old Homestead Steakhouse in Manhattan served at the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in 2019. Designed to serve 12 people, the dinner... Well, there you go. It's 12 people. The dinner included two 20-pound free-range turkeys covered in $2,000 edible gold flakes and seasoned with imported spices from the Middle East that came with a gravy infused with a $3,650 bottle of Louis VIII Cognac. The meal also included seafood bread stuffing made with imported bread and champagne, Alaskan king crab, lobster, or Toro tuna and golden caviar from the Caspian Sea, along with candied sweet potatoes made with imported cinnamon from Sri Lanka, and butternut squash with Indian imported spices, and Wagyu beef, along with cranberry sauce, veggies, and more. And, of course, dessert included pumpkin, apple, coconut custard, and pecan pies, along with a choice of Crystal or Dom Perignon champagne or wine. Well, who could eat all that, first of all? Second of all... Yeah. Oh, 12 people. Okay. 181,000. Yeah. But anyway, that's indulgence at its finest. $181,000 for the most expensive Thanksgiving meal. Ridiculous. But It gave me a question. So, hey, I'm good with it. All right. I hope everybody's having a good morning so far this morning. It's a nice morning out this morning. Let me pull up my weather here real quick. It's 36 degrees right now. It's supposed to warm up to 50 degrees today. We are going to have wind, so remember all your cautions when it's windy out. But then tomorrow, 67. So I was wrong before. After tomorrow, it's going into colder weather, more seasonal, what we're used to this time of year. So tomorrow's the day to get out, get your last minute stuff done before Thanksgiving, and maybe get that honeydew list out and get your lights up. It'd be a perfect day. 67 degrees, five to 10 mile per hour winds. And, sorry if I just made you get stuck having to put the lights out, but it'll be a perfect day for it. All right, I'm ready to get started. Are you ready to get started?
I'm ready to get started.
All right, first things first, we want to remind everyone we're waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, give us a call because we are going to get them on the list. And at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anybody that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. Let's get them on the list because tomorrow is our end of week. So tomorrow at the end of our show, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. stopping at Garden Gate, etc. today. Check out all the wonderful items they have for your gift-giving needs, for your home decor for Christmas. I bought some beautiful items there during their open house. Beautiful items. You could spend all day in there and go back tomorrow and find new stuff. It's wonderful. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today, right here in Norton on Highway 36. Call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109 for all your travel needs. And it doesn't matter how you want to travel, planes, trains, automobiles, or even that beautiful cruise. Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, please give us a call at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, Bailey Heating and Cooling, the Norton County Landfill, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, Norton Correctional Facility, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, and the Norton American Legion. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you. We get to be here. And if you listen to that list, we've got a busy show, but we want to have some fun too.
We do, and we're going to start out by taking caller number two. Caller number two for a chance to win a Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods and our participating sponsors. Caller number two.
You are caller one.
Oh.
All right, we need caller two. All right. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. You're caller number two. Who is this?
This is John Whitney.
All right, John, do you need the list of sponsors?
How about some credit union?
All right, your answer or your guess is United Northwest Federal Credit Union, and our answer is?
Wah, wah.
It is not hidden at United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Try again, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, John. All right. Who are our sponsors?
Our sponsors are Jamboree Foods. That's where you're getting all of these lovely turkeys from. Laser Pro, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Pizza Hut Wing Street, Ambie Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Kinsey Covenant Realty, Epke Liquor, Insurance Central, Moffitt Drug, Ambie Home Acres, and Nextech.
Awesome. Lots of fun. And then we're going to do this again. We'll do this today. We'll get a winner. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll get a winner. And then we're going to be done with the turkey. And the new season starts.
Yeah, then we'll have another giveaway coming up in December.
Awesome. I can't wait. I love this time of year. All right. Let's see. First things first, reminders. I do have one reminder for this morning. Today is Tuesday. So today is Mother Goose Moments at our Norton Public Library. This is an interactive story time for babies through the age of two, and it will be held at 10:30 a.m. at the library. Just take your little ones for some musical games, stories, and snacks. Also, Gameplay Learn Club for Kids will be held today at 3:45 to 4:45, where your kids can take their friends and learn strategy, sportsmanship, and so much more from board games in their STEM STEAM area. And they also have PlayStation 4, Wii, and Xbox 360 games to play. Remember, Gameplay Learn Club for Kids is a parental contract event, so you do need to get that contract filled out if you haven't already. Just stop at the library and talk to the librarians and the staff there, and they'll be able to help you. Mother Goose Moments at 10:30 this morning, and Gameplay Learn Club for Kids at from 3:45 to 4:45. And I do want to remind you real quick, they will be closed Thursday and Friday at their Norton Public Library for Thanksgiving. Do you have any reminders?
I do not.
All right. Well, let's get started. Guess what? You get to go first.
Okay. Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint and painting supplies, nuts, bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, large and small tools, and large and small appliances. If you can't find what you're looking for, they are more than happy to order it for you. Special orders are always welcome at Cowpoke Supply. Just let the staff know what you're looking for, and they'll be happy to help you with their online catalog. Find what you need for any project you could dream up. It's all at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton. Remember, they are locally owned and family operated. They want to thank you for another year in business. Cowpoke Supply's Christmas Open House is coming up December 2nd. It's from 10 to 2. Santa will be there from 12 to 2. They're going to have prizes, chili, cinnamon rolls, and drinks. They want to catch up with everybody, have some fun, and feast together. Again, it is December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Cowpoke Supply Christmas Open House. And with that in mind, every Tuesday is Tool Day Tuesday, and we give our listeners a chance to win a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply, and we're going to do that by selecting a word, and you listen to the rest of our show for Nally or I to say the word and be the first caller as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, and you'll win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. And in recognition of Cowpoke's another year in business, our word is celebrate. They are celebrating another year of business at Cowpoke Supply. It is, so our word is celebrate. The next time you hear Natalie or I say the word, give us a call, 785-877-3378. Be the first caller, and you will win that gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply.
You know, at the North American Legion, their club rooms open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy snacks. You can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. I'll tell you how you can do that in just a second. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. I am looking for an insulated dog house, large enough to fit a dog that's approximately 50 pounds. So I hope somebody has one that they're wanting to get rid of. My phone number is 785-871-1516.
1516. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I was talking about the Norton American Legion, and I was telling you about that club room, and that you can reserve that club room for any kind of get-together you might need a big space for. Just call Gary at the Norton American Legion at 785-871-0509. And what a better way to go in and see how great that club room is by visiting on Fridays at 4:30. Enjoy some snacks and great company at our Norton American Legion. Remember, members and guests are always welcome. Call Gary, 785-871-0509.
We're going to take caller number three. Caller number three for a chance to win a Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods and our participating sponsors.
You are caller one. Thank you. You are caller two. You are caller three. Who is this?
Penny.
All right, Penny, do you need the list of sponsors or do you have your guess?
I have my guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Pizza Hut Wing Street.
All right, your guess is Pizza Hut Wing Street, and our answer is...
Wah, wah.
It is not hidden at Pizza Hut Wing Street.
Thanks, Penny. Try again.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Okay. If you're looking for a rewarding career where you're able to make a difference in people's lives, the Norton Correctional Facility is hosting an open house November 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. They have job opportunities as a corrections officer, as well as others in administration, maintenance, and food service. You can take a tour of the facility to see firsthand what best suits you. You must be 18 or older to apply. The NCF open house is November 30th. You can call them for more information at 877-6642. Just as an observation, or just for your information, they'll be holding informational booths to include security on what they do and how shifts work, maintenance, human resources, and Aramark, which is the food service, Centurion, which is medical, unit team counselors, reentry, which is programs helping residents with their releases, etc., Stockton East unit, minimum unit in Stockton and how they operate, Colby Community College, the college courses and how they interact with residents, RADAC, teaching people skills, drug abuse classes, learning techniques of how to deal with challenges, and these are just some of the booths that they're going to have, informational booths they have. They're going to share information on what they do, how they do it, and they will have handouts, freebies, show and tell type items, etc., and they'll be holding tours of the facility as well. well. So make plans if you're looking for a rewarding career or a change in careers to attend the Norton Correctional Facility open house November 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, again, you can call 785-877-6642.
All right. I warned you a little while ago that after tomorrow, it's going to start getting colder out. And you know what? You better call Bailey Heating and Cooling today at 785-871-1824. Have them come out. Do some maintenance on your heater. Make sure it's running up and running the way it should be, because it is coming. They're calling snow Friday and Saturday. That's just a sign that you need to make sure that that heater is going to keep you going all winter long. Call them today at 871-1824 at Bailey Heating and Cooling. And then when they're there, if you have an older unit, you might want to talk to them about upgrading your unit. And they do have some brands of units available at Bailey Heating and Cooling. Once again, write this down just in case you ever need that number in a rush. 785-871-1824 for Bailey Heating and Cooling.
We're going to take caller number one. Quick Fingers, caller number one for a chance to win a turkey.
Good morning. You are caller number one. Who is this?
Penny.
All right.
All right, Penny. What is your guess?
Kinsey Covenant Realty.
All right. Your guess is Kinsey Covenant Realty, and our answer is?
Awesome.
All right. You
Excellent.
Have won yourself your Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods. Congratulations. You can come and pick their certificate here at the radio station during regular business hours, or call and we'll leave it on the door for you.
If you could leave it on the door for me.
All right.
We'll do that. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, again, we want to thank our sponsors, Jamboree Foods, Laser Pro. You know, we talk about Jamboree Foods. Just a reminder, they have their Jamboree Foods app. And on their app right now, they have a $5 coupon off of a Best Choice turkey, and it's good through Thanksgiving. So just keep that in mind. If you don't win a turkey from KQ&K, you can save $5 off of your turkey using the Jamboree Foods app. Laser Pro, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Pizza Hut Wing Street, Ambi Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Kinsey Covenant Realty, Epke Liquor, Insurance Central, Moffitt Drug, Ambi Home Acres, and Nextech.
Awesome.
Is it my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
It's my turn. Okay. Destination Kitchen has so many great items for your kitchen and for your gift-giving needs in stock with items arriving, bringing you all the new trends right here in Norton. Speaking of their retail side of the store, want to give you a heads up of what some of the deals going on at Destination Kitchen Retail. All fall, including table linens, table settings, all fall is 15% off. Then if you go and they have these kits, these boxed food kits that you can buy. Buy one boxed food, your second one is 15% off. And then on Friday, Black Friday, they will have a clearance room set up for everyone to be able to enjoy savings at their, excuse me. In their clearance room starting on Friday. So again, all fall items, including the table linens, table settings, and decorations, 15% off. All boxed food kits are buy one box, get the second one for 15% off. Out of the kitchen for their special this week is a smoked pulled pork sandwich and their baked goods. Again, she's been busy, and I went in and had lunch with Madison last week, and I had the salted caramel cheesecake, and yeah. I gotta say it was definitely worth going in and enjoying. But smoked pulled pork sandwich out of the kitchen. Their baked goods are salted caramel cheesecake, hummingbird cake. Then they have a plain cheesecake, and then you choose your topping of cherries and blueberries, so on and so forth. They have a glazed donut bundt cake and a chocolate Italian cake, as well as their caramel rolls, cream cheese cinnamon rolls, and their variety of cookies. The hours at Destination Kitchen are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 9 to 3. Lunch is served from 11 to 2, Monday through Saturday, with all your favorite sandwiches, their brick oven pizza, and salad bar. Carryout is available during lunch serving hours by calling 785-877-2911. Get a taste of something special at Destination Kitchen. They're located at 115 West Main in Norton.
Yummy. Hey, we want to let you know we are helping the landfill get the word out that they will be closed on Thursday and Friday this week for Thanksgiving. They'll be back open on Monday in their regular hours, but if you need to make a run out to the landfill for anything, you need to do that today or tomorrow or wait until Monday, because our Norton County landfill will be closed this Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. And remember, they are at their winter hours now, so they're also closed on Saturdays for the season. So if you need to take something out, you need to do that today or tomorrow or wait till Monday, because our Norton County landfill, it will be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is featuring smothered meatballs served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Yes, it is Tuesday night, so it's pan-fried chicken or pork chops for the special this evening. Again, today's lunch buffet is smothered meatballs. Tonight is pan-fried chicken or pork chops. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511. Just want to give you a heads up on some special menus for Thanksgiving. They will be open on Thanksgiving, but it is a special time and special menu. They'll be open at 8 a.m., and their breakfast menu will only consist of cinnamon rolls and biscuits and gravy. They're going to be serving up a traditional Thanksgiving buffet for their lunch buffet, starting at 10:30 and serving until 2 p.m. They will be closing at 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving buffet prices are adults $13. Kids 10 and under are $7. Again, we suggest if you're going to have large parties going on Thanksgiving Day to enjoy a traditional Thanksgiving buffet, you might give TNC Kitchen a call and give them a heads up so that they can be better prepared, maybe get you a table ready ahead of time. Again, they're going to be open 8 a.m. for breakfast of cinnamon rolls and biscuits and gravy only, and then their traditional lunch buffet will start at 10:30 and run until 2, and they will reopen during regular business hours on Friday.
I think that's it. All right. Hey, I'm going to talk about, you know, we have been telling everybody and kind of giving them the warning, so to speak. I guess it's not a warning, but it's a heads up that this Friday, November 24th, Santa is going to be at the Heaton Building right here in Norton from 5:30 to 7:30, thanks to our Norton Chamber of Commerce. They'll also be having the VR in Motion and sleigh rides, and you can indulge in some delicious cookies and cocoa, courtesy of the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce ambassadors. So this Friday, November 24th, from 5:30 to 7:30, stop in and be one of the first to be able to see Santa this season. And then the following day is Small Business Saturday, where you can go and help our businesses have a wonderful season. And, you know, you can find just about everything you need right here in Norton. It's awesome. You never have to leave, really. And you can show our small businesses how much we appreciate that fact by visiting them specifically this Saturday, November 25th, for Small Business Saturday. Now, if you do miss Santa on the 24th, say you're out of town for family for Thanksgiving, that's okay, because guess what? He'll be back December 9th at the Heaton Building from 2 to 4 p.m. The Young Entrepreneur Challenge students will have their businesses set up there also, where you can go and see all the awesome businesses these kids come up with. It really is impressive. And the kids can also enjoy the Next Tech train. So if you do happen to miss this Friday, November 24th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Heaton Building, when Santa's going to be here, he gets it. He knows that everybody's busy this time of year, and maybe some people won't be able to make it. That's okay. He'll be back December 9th at the Heaton Building from 2 to 4. There's a lot of things going on in December through our Norton Chamber of Commerce. We thank them for all the hard work they're doing to make it a wonderful season for us, like they always do. If you have any questions, you can call the Chamber office at 785-877-2501. Or you can stop by the Chamber office and talk to Donna. When you're there, don't forget to tell her that you'd be interested in helping out with some volunteer work. And you also want some information about how you become a member of our Norton Chamber of Commerce.
We're still taking your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen or United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of a couple celebrating an anniversary, we have a short week to get those called in. You want to get them called in as soon as possible for a chance to win a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I heard somebody say the word celebrate.
I did.
Was it Mandy?
Yep.
Oh. All right.
Okay,
who is this?
I'll take your word for it.
The phone did light up. So who is this?
Ed Yater.
I'll have to go back. It's funny when we surprise ourselves. We don't even remember doing it.
That happens so many times in life, I'll tell you.
All right. You've won yourself a gift certificate good at Cowpoke Supply. You can pick that up here during regular business hours.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed. Happy Thanksgiving.
You have a happy turkey.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gobble, gobble.
I still don't remember saying it. That's okay.
Were you done? I'm sorry.
I'm getting ready to do next one. I was talking about we're still taking phone calls.
All right.
Yes. All right. H&J Repair and Appliance Outlet invites you to their new storefront in downtown Norton at 112 South State Street. Has a wonderful in-stock of everything you can need as far as appliances. They have washers and dryers and refrigerators and stoves and microwaves and dishwashers. All in stock. Some of them are brand new, but not brand new prices. Some of them have slightly scratch and dent, and they're still brand new, just a little imperfect like the rest of us. And you're not going to be paying brand new retail prices with H&J Repair Appliance Outlet. They pride themselves in the fact that they are affordable for you, their customer, but they have quality appliances with a warranty. All of their appliances at Appliance Outlet comes with a one-year warranty. They also give an opportunity to upgrade or add an additional warranty to your appliance as well. So be sure to stop in at H&J Repair Appliance Outlet at 112 South State Street in downtown Norton. Their hours are Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Do keep in mind that this is an appliance outlet or appliance store, and so when people do buy or purchase their appliance, there is a time that they may be out delivering. So if you get there and they're not available, you can always call 871-0048 after hours or for an appointment, or to let them know that you're interested in coming in and checking out their inventory that they have. The store number is 785-202-2812. If you haven't stopped by and welcomed H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, do so. Take a look at their inventory, and you might come home with your next new appliance from Appliance Outlet.
We have a reminder from the Norton County Treasurer's Office that the deadline for businesses or individuals whose last names begin with T, U, and V will be November 30th. Remember, when you're renewing your vehicles, you need to include your current proof of insurance for all your vehicles because they need to verify the VIN number, the policy number, and the current expiration date. And the Treasurer's Office is now required to scan a copy of your insurance at the time of your transaction, so they won't be able to do that transaction without a copy of your insurance. The business hours at the Treasurer's Office for renewing tags are Monday through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and the Treasurer's Office is open over the noon hour. The Treasurer's Office also has a drop box on the west side of the courthouse, and this box can be used to drop off renewals, plate returns, and any other correspondence. Just be sure to include your current contact information with all your documents. Driver's license services at the Treasurer's Office are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and this includes, but it's not limited to, renewals, replacements, and address changes, although CDL licenses will still have to be done at a full-service office. All other driver's license transactions are first come, first serve. So, individuals or businesses with TUNV, your deadline is November 30th to renew your vehicles. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen about Kinsey Covenant Realty, and we'll be right back.
At Covenant Realty, Kinsey understands that your home is more than just bricks and mortar. It's a place where memories are made and dreams come to life. Kinsey is here to guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Experience the Covenant Realty difference, where integrity, expertise, and exceptional service meet to create your real estate success story. Call Kinsey today at 785-202-2027 and like and follow Kinsey Covenant Realty on Facebook. Covenant Realty, your dreams, their expertise.
All right. Hey, it's time for a little history. I hope you're ready, because history is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop in at Kansas Land Tire before you get on the road for that big Thanksgiving day, and make sure that your car is going to be safe and get you there and help you enjoy that beautiful meal with your family and friends. And you can do that by taking your vehicle to Kansas Land Tire, or have them check the tire pressure, or maybe talk to them about replacing those tires. It might be time. And they're also fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181, or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer, and they're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, November 21st, 1620, the Mayflower reached Provincetown, Massachusetts. The ship discharged the pilgrims at Plymouth, Massachusetts on December 26, 1620. In 1789, North Carolina became the 12th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. 1877, Thomas A. Edison announced the invention of his phonograph. 1922, Rebecca L. Felton of Georgia was sworn in as the first woman to serve as a member of the U.S. Senate. 1942, the Alaska Highway across Canada was formally opened. 1962, U.S. President Kennedy terminated the quarantine measures against Cuba. 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy and his wife, Jacqueline, arrived in San Antonio, Texas. They were beginning an ill-fated two-day tour of Texas that would end in Dallas. In 1973, U.S. President Richard M. Nixon's attorney, J. Fred Buzhardt, announced the presence of an 18-and-a-half-minute gap in one of the White House tape recordings related to the Watergate case. In 1980, an estimated 83 million viewers tuned in to find out who shot JR on the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas. Kristen was the character that fired the gun. In 1980, 87 people died in a fire at the MGM Grand Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. 1987, an eight-day siege began at a detention center in Oakdale, Louisiana, as Cuban detainees seized the facility and took hostages. In 1993, the U.S. House of Representatives voted against making the District of Columbia the 51st state. And finally, on this day, November 21st, 2000, the Florida Supreme Court granted Al Gore's request to keep the presidential recounts going.
You know, I can't remember where I put my keys, but I sure do remember who shot JR. Isn't that funny? It was such a big deal. Okay, today is November 21st. It's World Television Day. It's National Gingerbread Cookie Day. I love gingerbread cookies. And it's National Stuffing Day. I love stuffing. It depends. Everybody's got their own recipe, right?
Yeah.
I really like stovetop. I don't know why. I make it all the time. In music.
What flavor, though?
I like the sage.
I like the cornbread.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
I like the sage because it's got a little spice to it.
Yeah.
Zip. In 1960, George Harrison was deported from Germany for being too young to perform there with the Beatles. In 1961, Bob Dylan began recording his first album. The self-titled album was released in March of 1962. In 1975, Elton John received a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. In 1983, in Los Angeles, movie theaters premiered Michael Jackson's Thriller video. And in 2003, Phil Spector was charged with the murder of Lana Clarkson at his home the previous February. He pled innocent. Sports, in 1934, the New York Yankees purchased the contract of Joe DiMaggio from San Francisco of the Pacific Coast League. In 1964, the Detroit Red Wings began a streak of 47 straight wins when leading after two periods. The streak ended on January 23, 1966. In 1977, Walter Payton with Chicago Bears ran for an NFL record 275 yards against the Minnesota Vikings. And in 1982, the National Football League resumed its season following a 57-day player strike. Happy birthday to Troy Aikman, born in 1966, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys from 89 to 2000. Goldie Hawn was born in the state in 1945, the star of the movie Private Benjamin, Overboard, many funny movies. Harold Ramis was born on this date in 1944. He was the director of Groundhog Day, also an actor. People that died on this date: Robert Benchley died in 1945. He was a New York theater critic and essayist. Bill Bixby died in 1993. He was Dr. David Banner on TV's The Incredible Hulk. That's who I always think of when we talk about the Hulk, is Bill Bixby. And David Cassidy, sad day. He died in 2017. He was David in the Partridge Family.
Taking a look at our calendar for a local celebrity celebrating birthday today, Hannah Lee Rowland.
All right. Happy birthday, Hannah. And how many do we have called in?
We didn't have any called in.
All right. Well, we're going to save a cookie today, I guess.
All right. Recapping our phone calls, we have somebody that's looking for an insulated doghouse. It's a rather large dog, around 50 pounds. So if you have an insulated doghouse, 871-1516.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was waiting for the rest. Sorry. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank Destination Kitchen, Bailey Heating and Cooling, the Norton County Landfill, the Norton County Treasurer's Office, the Norton Correctional Facility, Kinsey Covenant Realty, H&J Repair, Cowpoke Supply, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, and the Norton American Legion. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here.
You have one more chance tomorrow to win your Thanksgiving turkey from Jamboree Foods. We want to thank our participating sponsors again for allowing us to be able to give away these turkeys last week and this week and in preparation of Thanksgiving. Again, thank you to Jamboree Foods, Laser Pro, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Pizza Hut Wing Street, and Be Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Kinsey Covenant Realty, Epke Liquor, Insurance Central, Moffitt Drug, and Be Home Acres and Nextech.
We love our sponsors. They like that. Because of them, we get to have so much fun.
I know.
Wow. All right. Well, that is our show for today. I want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow on our coffee table show, we are going to have representatives from the Norton County Honor Hunt. That is going to be coming up. So please listen and get the details on how this year's Honor Hunt is going to be taking place. I think that's about it for today. What do you think?
I think so, too.
All right. Well, I hope everybody has... Oh, and I do want to remind everybody, too, that just if you need a certificate, if you have a certificate here to pick up, please come get that, because we will be gone starting tomorrow at about 11, and we'll be gone until Monday. So call us tomorrow, and we leave it for you gladly, but we will be gone right around 11 on. So just a heads up for you. So if you have one, you might think about giving us a call. All right, that's it. Mandy, thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
Go take some medicine. Yep. I hope everybody has a great day today. And in the meantime, please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.